Joining me today on CFBS Radio is the warden of the MRC de Gulf de Saint-Laurent, Mr. Randy Jones. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Abigail.
So, Randy, there's a lot going on the Lower North Shore today. I'm sure that you have some things you would like to say to the population.
Yeah, well, first of all, to the person that has COVID, I'd like to wish that person all the best and hope that they have a speedy recovery.
Yes, we can't forget our coaster ways and the way that we would always like to take care of each other. So kindness first and get well soon.
Yeah, and as far as I'm concerned, that nobody wanted to get that. That person has to have all the best wishes from all of us on the coast. Now, to let me get right into the situation, Friday afternoon, I had a Zoom conference with the minister of our region, Mr. Julien, Dr. Arruda from Public Health, Dr. Massey, Dr. Aubin was on the call, and one other doctor, and I can't remember his name, and a lot of other dignitaries, the mayors and the wardens from all the North Shore. And I sat up and listened to them for 45 minutes. And when people are ignorant to what the regions that they're dealing with, there's not much you can expect. I have to say that the CISCOTNAV have done their best with Mr. Levesque and with the person in Blanc-Sablon, Mrs. Constance Monge. They've been always there at our call and tried to help. And a month or so ago, I had a letter was posted to my social page saying that testing coming to the Lower North Shore was mandatory, and it lasted for 1 day and a half. And then it had to be whacked back because somebody in Quebec saw it and it was not what they wanted, so they took it out.
Do you feel, Mr. Jones, that with the recent development of a case confirmed now on the Lower North Shore, that we will see better protocols instituted to help protect the people?
I don't think so, because
really,
it seems like the way that you look at what the premier said on Thursday, he wants everybody to go out and party for 4 or 5 days. And then afterwards, locked down for 2 months. Well, there's one thing he forgot to say between the 4 or 5 days and the 2 months. How many more people is going to get sick from the partying? And, you know, Quebec got the highest rate of any province in Canada of COVID cases. So don't try to tell me that they're doing things right, because they're not. They haven't listened to us. We've asked to have mandatory testing. We've asked to have the North Shore shut down. We sent a letter, because I'm also the president of the Assembly of Wardens from Tadoussac to Blanc-Sablon. And we sent out a resolution from all the mayors of Baie-Comeau, Seven Islands, Port Cartier, you name it. We all sent this resolution to the provincial government asking to lock down the North Shore. An opportunity to keep COVID at a distance. We're the only region, basically, in the yellow.
Do you think that possibly they should be taking a look at the North Shore and the Lower North Shore and taking a closer look at what exactly did we do right since the beginning of the pandemic, with only now one confirmed case on the Lower North Shore and lower numbers since the beginning of the pandemic on the North Shore territory as a whole?
Well, that's exactly what I told the minister on Friday. You know, we've made some tough decisions, and not always have we been agreed to by the rest of our population. But, you know, I'd rather go to sleep knowing that I've done my very best for to help my people on the coast than to go to bed and know that there was nothing I'd done.
Well, it's not a popularity contest. It's
this
people's health.
It's not a popularity contest. That's absolutely right. We, last spring, right from day one, did the shutdown by route blanche. People couldn't understand why. Well, there was people coming from every part of Quebec on snowmobile, and there was no mask being worn, there was nothing. We did right, but we kept the virus at bay. Look what happened a couple weeks ago, or last week, in Nunavut. It went from 26 cases 1 day, and the next day, 60.
Mm-hmm.
It more than doubled, and now they're way up over 100.